Pope John Paul, on the final leg of his North American tour, holds a mass today in Mexico City where he will canonize Juan Diego, an Indian peasant. According to Catholic Church tradition, the Virgin of Guadalupe appeared before Juan Diego in the 16th century, leading to the mass conversion of Mexicans and indigenous Indians throughout the Americas to Catholicism. This is the Pope's fifth visit to Mexico, where he made his first foreign trip as pontiff 23 years ago. Many of the faithful see it as a farewell by the ailing Pope. NPR's Jerry Haddon is in Mexico City. The Pope arrived yesterday. How was he received?
As he was in Guatemala earlier in the week, I'd have to say the mood here was nothing short of jubilant. There were hundreds of thousands of people lining the 12-mile route he took from the airport to his temporary residence in Mexico City. People screaming and crying and waving flags. There's a sense, I think, as you say, that this is most likely his last visit to Mexico. It's his fifth. He's clearly ailing. He looked tired, although he waved and greeted the crowds, and the government estimates probably about 7 million people will have made the trek in, at least to try to catch a last glimpse of this Pope.
That's a pretty astonishing number. Tell us about what they saw, or the canonization of Juan Diego.
Sure. Juan Diego was a Chichimeca Indian who in 1531 was traversing a hill in what is now Mexico City when, according to church history, he was visited by the Virgin of Guadalupe. She instructed him to build a Catholic temple and to embrace Catholicism, which he did, and that temple is on the same grounds where today Mexico City's Grand Basilica stands, and that's the same church where later this morning Pope John Paul II will hold Mass and canonize Juan Diego. Tomorrow, the Pope is beatifying two other Indian figures, two martyrs who were killed in 1700 in the southern state of Oaxaca.
Why the church's focus on the indigenous people?
Well, the church says simply because they're martyrs and deserving of either beatification or canonization in the case of Juan Diego. There's a sense that there's another reason, and that's because indigenous groups are leaving the church in big numbers. In the southern states of Mexico, the Catholic membership has dropped by as much as a third among the largely indigenous communities. There's a sense, I think, in those communities that the church for a long time hasn't paid enough attention to the needs of the poor, and into that vacuum have moved very strong, very charismatic, very aggressive evangelical Protestant churches that are offering programs for the poor, programs for alcoholism and drug addiction and so forth, and the indigenous communities have responded very strongly to that.
I gather the church has angered some indigenous people because the official church portrait of Juan Diego makes him look a little more European than Indian.
That's right. That's been sort of a bit of a last-minute controversy down here. The portrait changed just several weeks ago. Traditionally, Juan Diego in paintings has been rendered as a dark-skinned, slightly stubbled Indian figure, no doubt about it. Suddenly, in the official church portrait, his skin tone has lightened, his beard is thickened up, and many people feel that if you swapped out his Indian garb for Spanish armor, he'd look more like a conquistador, actually, than an Indian.
Jerry, thanks very much. NPR's Jerry Haddon in Mexico City.